background information, could you tell us where and when you were born?
Yes, I was born in Apatney in 1910, November 2nd. Gee, I'll be 93 years old.
That's impressive.
Everybody thinks I'm doing good for my age.
And who were your parents?
My father was Martin Larsen. He was from Norway, Trondheim, Norway. And my mother was Nadia Kitsinger. She was born to Peter Kitsinger in Kodiak. She was born in Kodiak. Mm-hmm. Her father used to be in charge of stores for the Russians before it was America. I mean, before it was bought by Americans. Yeah, and then later on he worked for Russian-American company. So he used to be sent from village to village in charge of stores, all kind, everything, not just groceries, like material and shoes. Mm-hmm. That's what I was told. But I do remember him.
It was Peter?
Peter Kitchener, yeah.
Actually, we've found some old documents of his from the stores. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a very nice. He loved children. I always remember him when I was a little girl. He was always had to sit in his lap,
Who were your other family members, your brothers and sisters?
Well, there was Peter, the oldest brother, and I had Martin. Guy, Neil, Lars. I had five brothers. And there was four sisters. Tina was the oldest. And I'm next, Rita, Phoebe, and Sonia. There was nine of us, but mother lost another boy, baby, John. And she also had twins, and she lost them too. Both boys, the twins.
So how long did you live in Apatnak, or when did you leave?
Oh, gee, I don't remember the year. I remember I was 13 years old when I went to work to Kodiak. My sister Tina and I went to Kodiak to work. We worked for Kodiak Fisheries, and I was pretty young. I was only 13. At that time, you know, the children could work. And I was a... They used to make the cans for salmon ahead of time. So I was a tester. I used to test the cans. Am I 13? That was my first trip to Kodiak. And then I went back to Apatnak and would stay there a while and go back to Kodiak because Apatnak had no work. You know, we couldn't work any. There's no work there. So I worked in Kodiak for the marshal. I was helper clean house and do things like that.
Paul Herring? Or Carl Armstrong?
Before that.
Carl
Boyer.
Oh.
Boyer. Yeah, Boyer was his name. Mm-hmm. And I worked at craft store clerking. And I worked for a dentist. That was the best job I loved. I helped make fillings. Before they used to make fillings by hand. And he used to, and I worked for him in Kodiak, in Apatnak also, to help the dentist. He was from Seward, Dr. Roberts.
Can you share some of your earliest memories of Apatnak?
Oh, yes. Oh, the thing I always liked, the best memories I liked were the Orthodox Easter. It was quite a big festival. The church bells would be ringing for 3 days. That's the best part I like. In the Easter, and we used to clean our yards and pack gravel, and we put shells on the side so that it looked nice. And when we were little, we played among ourselves. Came from a big family, and so we girls, the older boys left. my brother Peter and my brother Martin, they left. Oh, I think Martin was even before he was 16. So it was us three girls. We had to help around the house all the time. I know we were saying, why didn't the boys help us? We had to, in the winter time, we had to get the barrel of water from a well. Are you interested in that?
Yes.
Get water from the wells. And my mother was a very hard-working lady. She had a big garden. We had cows. We had chickens. So we were well-fed. And my father worked at Cajun Fisheries all summer long, and he'd bring the basic, like flour and sugar, groceries. He got onto his Cajun Fisheries, a cannery where he worked. I remember we used to have cases of dry fruit, apples, apricots. Yes, and my mother used to make pies out of dry fruit. She'd soak them and, you know, So, and we had to do chores. We took care of our younger brothers. I won't tell you. Don't tell, I used to spite your father. So I was the head taking care of the children. While my father used to go to another island to trap foxes, because there was no work in the wintertime in the Apopnik, so he'd go trapping. So Mother was with us kids, you know. So she had house to take care of, a big garden that, of course, not in the wintertime, but she'd plant in the spring. And there was a fellow named Alex Nagin that used to get kelp. She used kelp for fertilizer. I mean, you know, and she was a worker, so, and I was in charge of the kids. Being the oldest girl, I guess. And, I mean, we were kind of small then, too. Your father had a neck.
Yes, I know. Now, where did Martin go, as far as...
Did he go to Seattle? Well, Martin came to Seattle. He left on a schooner. It was a sailing ship. I don't know what he did around there, but he got on that ship and left a father. And my oldest brother left too, and he was a cook. He worked different parts of Alaska. He was cooked in restaurants. Yeah. My sister Tina, that's one winter I did spend in a park night. My sister Tina worked in Kodiak, and she fell in love with a guy, a wireless station guy. And it happened that my father and I made a trip to Kodiak. The ship was in. And her boyfriend was being transferred to San Diego. And they wanted to get married. And she was all upset because mother wasn't there and the boat was going to leave the next day. So my dad says, go ahead, get married. And she left, you know, for the States. So I took a job. I worked for Mr. Matson.
Was that... Roy Madsen's
father?
Yeah,
Roy Madsen's father. So I worked for Madsen's there in Kodiak. Then my folks used to come from a farm. They had to come to Kodiak. And my dad made me quit working for Madsen. Because I don't know if you... Don't print that. she had tuberculosis. He was afraid I'd get tuberculosis from her. She was a very nice lady. She was a metropolitan. She was a very sweet lady. So my dad says, you can't work there, you might get TB.
You mentioned the gardens and then the food from the store. Did you also eat animals, fish, and...
We ate salmon, yes, salmon, clams, and there was a saying, while everybody's asleep, Martin Larson already got his ducks. Yeah.
How about seals or sea lions?
No, we didn't live like meetings. I just, no. No, we never ate seal or never, I hate to say this.
And that was before the deer and elk came, probably.
Yes, I remember when I happened to be there when they landed elk. Oh, they were just wild. They'd get into our clotheslines and then get their clothes and be on their horse running around. Yeah.
And she
yeah.
told us about how it,
yeah.
elk had a pair of panties.
Yeah. Yeah, one time I remember I had somebody's panties on the,
on the elk.
And we had the, we girls had a good friend that lived at Whale Island, Parker's, Dr. Parker. So we used to go and they would have us girls come and visit, you know. And one time, I was there at Dr. Parker's place. And Jacob Lew was taking me back to the village. Well, when we were leaving the island, Whale Island, here comes the elk after us. We were all, he was already rowing to get to another bigger boat. And Dr. Parker, when he got a gun, you know, and he was standing there, he thought that he'd capsize us, you know, the elk. But he didn't, so that's the same. I was scared, really. I thought he was going to come and capsize us, you know, and a dinky. We were on a dinky going to a bigger boat.
Dr. Parker had a fox farm.
Yes,
right?
He had a fox farm. Yeah, he was our best, my best man, my husband, and my best friend when we got married.
Mm-hmm. So
another thing that I used to like when I was a little girl, the waves fascinated me. I used to sit on the rocks right in front of the church. You had big rocks there. And I'd pretend I'm dancing on top of the waves. Yeah, I don't know why the waves used to fascinate me. Yeah.
So where did you live in the village?
What's that?
Where did you live? Where was your house in the village?
Oh, it was two houses away. I say two houses away from the church. You know where the church was in the
right.
Botany? Uh-huh. Yeah, just two houses away. We lived next to Paul Kitchen. They had a dance hall. That's the only entertainment we had. We danced on Sundays because we went to church on Saturdays evening. So, danced on Sundays.
Is it Orthodox too?
Huh?
Orthodox,
yes. It was an Orthodox. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there were three stores in Avagne. The Von Cheely, Herman Von Cheely had a store. I don't know if. And the Payomans, Carl's father, he had a store. And the Patellans. Carl's mother was a postmistress. And when she died, Patellan took over. And we only got mail once a month. Just once a month when we were little, you know, just once a month. I remember mother was telling us once, I guess she ordered something for us. And she said, if you won't have it for American Christmas, Russian Santa Claus will bring it to you. Which was on the 7th of January. Mm-hmm. But she said in Russian, she said, Дядя Мороз принесет.
So what are your memories of the two sides of the village, Russian Town and Aleut Town?
Oh, well, we didn't go there very much at the time. But we went to school. They were nice people. They were all nice people there, I used to say. Mm-hmm. There were three sections in the Botnik village. At your town, I forgot the middle section. We lived in the middle section, and then they called the other one Creole, Berenia. I don't know what Berenia means in Russian.
Village, I think.
Village, yeah, village. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were three sections. Another thing, I used to enjoy Christmas in Avagne. We had programs where we had, had Christmas program, and Ingvar Lew was our Santa Claus. He was a jolly Norwegian. You know, he'd come, and he had bags of candy for all the children. Now, to me, that was fun, too, when I was growing up.
What do you remember about the school?
Well, the school was, we just had the grade school. We didn't have high school. just as far as eighth grade. Yeah.
So did you go to eighth grade?
Yeah. No, I didn't. My father sent me to work when I was in the sixth grade. Oh, are you? Oh my gosh, you're gonna a lot of things had to shoot.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was worried about the tape.
I didn't know that thing was on.
I was worried about the tape running out.
Do you remember any of your teachers?
Oh, yes, I do. I remember. Mm-hmm. Two of the Seeley girls were up. Enola was one and Alice. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Traxton and Mr. Cook. Mr. Cook, that's when I was under sixth grade.
Before anything is written and published, we're going to let you can look at the things you said anyway.
Yeah.
So if there's something.
Remember,
I remember what she said.
Yeah. You remember what I told you in the sixth grade? We had one subject. Isn't that awful?
One? Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm.
Gorgeous handwriting.
Huh?
You know, my handwriting's horrible. That's college.
But the other teachers are, you know, good. Yeah.
You know, I had good penmanship.
Huh?
Did you learn English?
Oh, I had good penmanship. Yeah, I used to get an E. That used to be excellent, you know. Mm. Yeah. But I wasn't so bad in geography and history. I love geography. Before sixth grade. I had one
subject in sixth grade.
Huh?
One subject in sixth grade is all you had?
Hmm. Yes. I don't know why.
Have you ever been to educating females, just females?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, your father was not a teacher.
Well, I'll tell you, I thought Mr. Franklin was a good teacher. His name was Franklin. Oh, I learned more when he was teaching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. More about the church?
The Russian church, the Orthodox church.
Yeah.
Yes, we had to go to church, you know. And I sang in a choir, which I can't sing anymore. No fool, I used to sing alto in the choir, in church. Mm-hmm. And Tichon Shuritin was the choir leader, you know. He was good.
Mm-hmm. In Russian?
Huh?
The church services were all in Russian.
They called it Slavonic. Mm-hmm. It was good. And Father Gerasim was a wonderful priest.
Mm-hmm. What do you remember about him? A lot of people have stories about him.
Well, he was a little different, I guess, but he was a good singer and a good preacher. I love to say so. I think he liked cancel that. I think he liked his drinks once in a while. Oh. Then he'd ring the door as a bell.
No.
Don't just put that on the book.
Yeah, at least he announced it.
What's the most difficult thing you remember about living in a farmack?
Most difficult? When I got older, I got bored, you know, about this. You know, wasn't much to do. It was really difficult.
Sounds like you had lots of food.
Oh, yes, we had, we made our own toys, you know. I remember making paper dolls out of Sears Roebuck catalogs. Oh, and we played a lot on the beach, you know, and my sisters, when I was taking care of the boys, my sisters Phoebe and Sonia would make mud pies out of sand, and Phoebe would sweat eggs out of the chicken house.
Make it your mud pies.
Yeah, so we kind of more or less played among ourselves, because my mother would say, wanted us to be right home.
Did you get around to any other villages?
Well, just Kodiak. Just Kodiak we've met to. Mm-hmm.
So. Do you think he
sometimes?
No, never stayed in the Yosemite. We land there, you know, somehow on the boat, but we stayed right on the boat. I did go once ashore, Carl and I stayed over by the Simeonovs. It was originally from a Bosnian, Irene Lukin.
Mm-hmm. Remember hearing any stories when you were young about little people?
Little people.
Some people have had stories about...
Little people, never heard.
But how about Orlok?
Who?
A hairy man?
I never heard of him.
Okay.
Never heard of him. My mother had a step-grandmother, and she was a lovely person.
My
mother lost her mother when she was... Someone told me about 4 years old.
And who was that?
Huh?
Who was her step?
I was named after her. She was, her name was Raisya in Russian. See, my Russian name, my only time I hear it when I have communion.
Uh-huh.
Raisya. And the priest gives me communion. So then they called me Rika. They used to call me Gaka. Our father was a jolly man. I can still hear him on Christmas morning singing and making donuts and coffee bread. He was a good cook when he was home, yeah. I remember him making an omelet in the oven.
Hmm.
Yeah. We had cows, we were well fed. We had cows and chickens and a garden. We had a cellar. My mother planted carrots, rutabaga, cabbage, lettuce, potatoes. Yeah, and then we'd put them in the cellar, clean them and put them in the cellar.
Something about health care, what happened when someone got sick?
Oh, yes. When someone got really sick, Mr. Fitalin used to come and tell mother just what to do. Yeah. Whatever they used to put on her chest when we had a cold, what the heck was it? Something on her chest. Something right or something? I don't remember now. Yeah. Yeah, well, I remember that. And my mother was a good nurse too. I'll just tell you another story about that. A guy got strep throat, you know, and he was very sick. And I saw my mother dipping cotton on his throat with peroxide. I always remember that. I don't know how mother learned how to take care of us. And when we had earwigs, she'd heat oil and put in our ears. And so but here in Seattle, my granddaughter had a strep throat and her parents went to Hawaii. I said, gee, why did they leave her? She said, so they called me, Nanny, please come help. I'm very sick. So I went there. That's in Seattle I'm talking about. So I went there, and Pam was very sick. So I was going to do what I saw my mother do, you know, clean her throat with the peroxide. And she wouldn't let me. So the next day we had to take her to the Ballard Hospital, and guess what the doctor did? Peroxide. I said, see, I wanted to do that for you. You would love me.
Well, who were the leaders in the village? Who was in charge of running the village? Was there a chief?
Oh, I don't think so. Not that I know of.
Was there anyone that you considered the leader?
I don't know. Everybody was on their own. Everybody was on their own, as far as I can see.
And everyone got along pretty well.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a school board there. Is that right?
Yeah, there was a school board. There was Mr. Fitalin was one, Mr. Fritterleben, and there was another. another thing I'll remember is, I don't know if that was his real name or not, they call him Faust. It was really no leader.
I can't tell from there.
No. Mm-hmm. No. No, there wasn't.
I came across a letter that is actually signed by your father, where they sent it, I believe, to the governor, and it's where they're asking, or they're essentially saying the people have recalled the school board, and that here's the new school board, and they gave the reasons as to why they recalled the school board, because it's, you know, what they thought was unfair treatment of the principal. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I know my older sister, Tina, she finished her grade school, and one of the teachers, oh, he was good too, Parrish was his name. He came over and talked to my dad. He said, your daughter Tina is a good student. You should send her outside and go down the States to get more education. She's a good student. But my father couldn't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't afford it. My brother, your father, was in Seattle. He graduated from high school in Seattle. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Too. He had a little college. But he's...
Mm-hmm.
No, Mark didn't. But still, he learned to be an officer in a big ship. He went to learn to be a mate on a big boat. I know he said they were bombing, they were going to, by the Aleutians, somewhere going to the Orient, and the Japanese started bombing them. Well, I think I already told you that. Like, he was on his knees praying. Mm-hmm. Let's see, what else?
Anything you could think of where I'd like to hear.
I think you need to find the papers you have in history.
You mean by your father?
Yeah.
So it's
all of you guys.
I'm going to go first. Excuse me. Are you through with me?
Tell them about your wedding.
I want to go to a 3-day wedding.
Well, Carol and I were married. Gee, I can't remember the date. Hey, when will we be married? Turn it off first, I gotta think. My mind isn't right. The children are supposed to be seen and heard and not...
No, seen but not heard.
Heard, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not my kids, I
want to
know what they're thinking.
It helps.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The Sheelys. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, the Sheelys are gone. You know, I mean the...
From Europe, yeah.
Yeah. And this is Mary Gregorio. Mm-hmm. She's gone too.
Mm-hmm.
For Talon. She's still alive. She lives in California, Jessica Talon.
Mm-hmm.
Now she died. She was one of my teachers, Enola.
Mm. I wish we had more stuff to help you.
Yes, Enola. Oh, there's Tina right there.
Oh,
okay. Yes, I've seen a photocopy of this.
Oh, you have?
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I did see a photocopy of this particular picture. Huh. Bright and bashful.
Was that Tina?
Yeah.
Is that what I think of when my aunts get together? Yes. They're always giggling.
He wasn't
to this day.
Carl Pyhoman, that's mischievous.
His father had the store, and then they had a little cannery in Iron Creek. When Carl and I got married, we lived in Iron Creek for 4 years. 4 years of ourselves. Yeah, his folks went to Old Country, to Estonia.
My father was an altar boy, and he lit firecrackers in church, okay? So, you know, he was the Sheelian.
Yes. Oh, that is funny. This
so,
is pretty interesting.
So did everyone get one of these? Everyone in the school?
Isn't that great? Yes. But when I went to school, we didn't have that. I mean, in my grade.
So this is from...
Is this the same one that we have the copy of?
Well, I recognize some of the pages. I don't know about all of them. Okay, so this was for 1920 and 21. Okay. It's a different format, but...
He's the one who used to come when we were sick to tell him my mother's what to do.
What was his first name?
His name was Emilian Pitello. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, was he a Baptist. See, they were both my teachers.
That not Guy?
No, it's not, but it's the hair, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This lady, I was only 5 years old. I didn't even go to school. She put me in a Christmas program and had me sing, I'm forever blowing bubbles. She thought I was cute. I don't know why she got me. I wasn't even in school yet.
You have one daughter?
One boy. He's four.
One boy. I think you guys all mixed up.
Yeah.
I'm not around you, so.
Oh, sure. Sure. And I'm the youngest, too, so.
You're the youngest?
Right. So.
You're the skier, then.
Yeah, well, I am, and Neil, too.
Neil. And on my oldest daughter. Here. I think she ran into one of you guys, Ian, one time.
Probably Neil, because, you know, I've been out of the Seattle area since 88.
Well, it was Bathgun.
Okay, yeah.
Bathgun somewhere, because she
was
here,
a cutie.
That's all I don't know. Unless I'm around you, it's like, now I'll know who you are, because he knew one at a time.
Right, right, yeah.
So I'll remember.
No, sure, no, sure.
That's her
no, that makes sense.
Sister, Elizabeth.
Well, I'm sure you don't know who you are either.
No,
what? Oh, God. Sorry.
Right.
And nice and dead.
Right.
My brother, there, Tootie. No, that's, yeah,
is this
that's
Ralph,
Guy.
Is this Ralph DeMito?
Let's see. Yeah, that's Ralph DeMito.
Now,
is he gone? Is he
dead?
He's gone too, huh?
I just know.
This little guy used to call Peanuts.
Used to call him what?
Peanuts.
I forgot.
He was a Gregoria. He was Mrs.
Your mom knows.
Heitman, Albert Heitman's son from former marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Gladys Olson. She,
Yeah.
She died just recently.
Now that
she did?
Yeah.
Gladys. Yeah, I thought it was bad for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know she did.
Right. You know, you know her boys?
Right.
Ole,
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Oh, what is that?
I didn't know that Gladys Olson died.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, she died. Not very long ago.
Okay.
Was it a couple of months ago?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I interviewed her.
Glad.
You
oh,
did?
Glad, yeah.
Oh, I have a copy.
Oh,
one
wow.
of the boys sent me a copy.
A lot of women's names. I don't have a face to go over them. Remember Myrtle?
Yeah. She's, well, as a matter of
fact. And her little daughter, who of course is 4 years old.
She's a little older
now. Yeah, we have to find the
Myrtle's
story. Myrtle World. It should be in Russia.
I live a block away from Gordon's, Myrtle's
youngest.
Uh-huh. And so my boy plays with his kids.
Oh,
that's
neat.
Yeah, it's funny how
it
all comes. Neighbors, aren't you?
Yeah, we're neighbors.
That's Gordon.
Mm-hmm. I went fishing with Gordon a couple months ago, and like, you know, our kids play together all the time.
Yeah, oh, that's nice.
His daughter, Annika, she comes over all the time, and it's funny, because she's so comfortable there, so she pops open the fridge, and, you know.
Just help yourself.
Annika, Gordon's little daughter, so, you know, we always buy juice boxes, because she loves juice boxes, so we always try to have juice boxes over there when she comes over. It's pretty funny, she's so cute. She's a cute little kid.
How old is your son?
My son is four.
Four.
Mm-hmm. And Annika is four, too.
Church wedding in a public body garage. Once performed a wedding at bridesmaids, and we had a big reception, and we danced for 3 days, three nights.
Wow.
Some of the people came from Kodiak over for my wedding. I'm trying to think of the year. Can't remember the year we got married. It'll be over 60 years.
Well, Darlene is going to work herself.
Was it 2 years after we were married?
Years.
Well, how old is Clifford? That's the same year.
But no, because I think, okay.
Yeah, and after the wedding, then we went and lived in Ireland. Do you know where that is?
No.
That's in Raspberry Straits.
Oh, okay.
It's Raspberry Island. I think it's across where they have a fucking has a something. Mushkamee Bay.
Oh, right, right. Mm-hmm.
Mushkamee Bay across, yeah. But I think somebody told me it burnt down the plant at Iron Creek. It's not there anymore.
That's probably true.
So I heard. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to go there and see where we spent our honeymoon, you know, all by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But George Matheson was going to take us, but he was having a problem with his boat, so we didn't go after all. And so we lived there for 4 years, just Carl and I, and there was a bachelor who lived on his boat there. And Darlene, I raised her, because she was 4 years old, all by herself.
Wow.
And she was the healthiest baby, no problem. Yeah.
She was exposed to
other childhood. I've got to go to a funny for a while, you know. So that was her wedding.
Now, what did you do at your wedding?
Said we danced for 3 nights.
Did you tell me about what they served and some of the traditions you were
doing? Oh, well, they served the usual, you know. We had baked ham and salmon pirog, pies and cakes. You know, they made a big deal out of weddings over there.
It's me for us.
Huh?
So tell us more about the dancing. How was the music? Who played?
Oh, I think it was the Necrosov boys. I think they're all gone now. Necrosov, they were from Heptany. You know where Degelhagen
mm-hmm.
is? They were from there, and they were good musicians. Mm-hmm. So they were playing, you know,
they
were
play?
Dancing. Yeah.
What instruments did they play?
Huh?
What instruments did they play?
Mandolin, guitar. Of course, Carl played the accordion.
Mm-hmm.
Carl, my husband, he played accordion. So we had fun. We danced. Nobody taught us how to dance. It just came naturally.
Mm-hmm.
It just learned to dance. Yeah. I tried to dance the other day and I hurt my knee. There was good music on, you know, and on one of your records.
Sure.
And I tried to dance and my sore knee. And I was sore for 2 days.
Well, the Bardnack dances seem to be pretty famous because I think everyone that I've interviewed has mentioned the dances.
You know who we used to dance with? Johnny Pestrica.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Johnny Pestrica. And there was another native boy called, we used to call him Grinka. And of course, there were some Scandinavian guys, you know. One was a Finnish guy, a Hock. He's the one who used to like to dance the polka and the Scottish, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you do that kind of dancing up there?
Yeah. We just learned, I don't know, just by ourselves. Yeah, we had a lot of fun dancing. And it was my uncle's place, the dance hall. So they'd serve ice cream cones. You know, we had ice cream cones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they made the ice cream. Yeah.
So who owned the dance hall?
Your uncle? My uncle, Paul Kitchener. Mm-hmm. He owned the dance hall. Like I say, there were three stories, one church, the Russian Orthodox, and the dance hall. That's all there was. So we had parties once in a while, you know. Like I say, I enjoyed Christmas. Was a big when you were a child, you know, a big thing, you know, Santa Claus. And our dad was good, you know. He and mother, we never saw the Christmas tree of Christmas morning. I don't know, we sure must have slept some. We never heard them decorate the tree. We hung our stockings, they were all filled, we had gifts.
How many rooms were in the house?
One, two, three, four.
Different
rooms.
Because I've seen the house. Yeah.
Did you see the picture? Just kind of long, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, so they had to be really quiet too. Then, if they're to do all that with, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, and like I told you before, like she said, is that we didn't get anything special for American Christmas. She'd say Ruske. Дядя Мороз would bring it for Russian Christmas. Дядя Мороз is, I guess that's what they call Santa Claus. It means, Дядя means Uncle Frost. Uh-huh. Uncle Frost, that's what it means, Дядя Мороз. Yeah. We had a happy childhood.
Mm-hmm. Did you have
a
radio?
Later on, when we got older. In fact, Carl gave us the radio. He also gave us our first TV, my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess you're right, yeah. No, we didn't have a TV, no. Mm-mm.
I heard someone say that they learned a lot of the music they played from listening
radio?
To the radio.
Oh, we had phonograph records we played, you know. Mm-hmm. We had a phonograph that played records. In fact, we had the first phonograph I remember it, when I was quite little. They were round.
Oh.
You know, round, as you put it in. Yeah.
The
I don't know what happened to it.
Mm-hmm.
I often wonder what happened to our old stuff. Like we had a coffee grinder, you know,
mm-hmm.
a real old fashioned, so I don't know what happened to them. And my mother had a sewing machine, so I don't know who got it from my father after the earthquake.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know you were too young to remember the eruption, but did you hear stories about it or what you were doing when it. You got covered with that?
Well, I don't remember that at all. I was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was about a year old because Phoebe was a baby and my mother, I guess I was hanging onto her skirt. They all went to church. Stay there. That's what my mother told me. You know, they were all scared and they went to church.
Well, did one of your relatives write a story about that day? Really
that was
church.
Clear that it's right there.
No, I mean, it's not in the poem, but that story.
I don't remember that at all. The earthquake happened too. I was a baby.
Mm-hmm. And you were in Seattle when the earthquake happened?
In Seattle?
When the earthquake happened in 1964?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was in Seattle.
Your dad
and I was worried about my cousin Laura Olson. Because she was so religious, you know. She says, oh, God will save her, you know. And I hope nothing happens to her. So, that's Myrtle's mother.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how did you hear about it, and what did you hear?
Oh, I got all upset. I heard over the radio. I happened to be home and heard over, and I think I called one of my sisters. I said, did you hear they're having an awful earthquake? I hope they all are safe, you know. But... So they all were, like...
Well, we had one here the year before.
I'm talking about... Are you talking about a Kodiak earthquake, the bad one, the tidal wave?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wiped out part of Kodiak.
Yeah, we were here, so
yeah.
I just heard about it.
Did you see it on the streets and stuff, but I wanted to see
another one. Yeah. You said as you got older, a fog net got boring. Now, how old were you when there wasn't much to do anymore?
Just see, I beat Kodiak and being a fog net for a while, and we'd stay all summer in Kodiak with you.
Mm-hmm.
And to a fog net that was so quiet in a fog net.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet, you know. We missed the dancing in Kodiak.
Oh, okay.
And Mr. Noble, you know, used to play the piano in Kodiak for the dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When
I got to be a teenager.
Because you started working at Kodiak at like 14 or so, is that what you said?
13. So like I say, like when I worked at the dentist of this. I even helped him in the apartment.
What, did Thomas come over to Fognak?
Yeah, he came to Fognak when I must have been about 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He came and I happened to be at a fighter at that time, so he asked me to help him and he taught me how to make fillings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there was kind of a marble thing for the white filling, the enamel.
Mm-hmm.
And then the silver, I used to go like that in a wrong thing, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know when I was, he was at Seward, he just came to Kodiak and the fog net, you know, a trap though. And I know when I was going to have Darlene, I went to Seward. Darlene was born in Seward because my car's broke.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to run across him on the street in Seward. He wanted me to stay at his house.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want, I stayed with another teacher. Holt was his name. He's teaching. He's theoretically.
Oh.
He wanted me to stay with him, so I stayed with him. Mm-hmm. And he ensued, and he was going to the hospital.
How many canneries were in Kodiak?
When I was growing up, they only had one.
There was one.
Kodiak Fisheries. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And where was the next closest cannery? Down in Karluk, or?
Well, they had one in Uganic, Uyak.
Mm-hmm.
One Kodiak Island, you know.
In Katani, when you were growing up?
Just in the cross of family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just in the cross of family. Yeah. I had a mother when I came late at night. It was kind of blind, too, the old bandy cross of
family.
Knocking at her door. My mother's wondering who's it up so late at night. But he had a message from our father from Kodiak. And our father sent some groceries, I guess, with him.
Oh, okay.
He was a fisherman. Yeah. I don't know what happened to the Nikasa boys. I guess they're all gone.
Yeah, do you know Gordon at all? I don't know anything about
him. I've never heard of any. Okay. Being around.
Mm-hmm. Good musician.
Yeah. One of those names that disappeared, I think.
I don't even remember all their names. Gorilka, they used to call one of the boys.
Anything you can think of that we haven't asked you about?
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you very much for talking.
I told you we moved to Kodiak and Carl opened a store, didn't I?
Oh, in Kodiak?
Yeah.
No, you didn't tell us this part.
That's where she was. Let's see. Yeah, you were born in Kodiak.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Carl's folks left.
Okay.
For you.
Yeah.
To Estonia, that's why they were from. Well, a little money, so Carl built a grocery store there. And cars, automobiles.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He sold Ford? Yeah. Okay, he sold Ford.
Ford, yeah. Mm-hmm. And an apartment stairs over the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he rented one part of the book at the drugstore to Wadler there.
Okay, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's all gone now?
Huh?
That all gone now?
I didn't hear what
gone.
It's all gone.
A Wadlinger's, they're right. Well, it actually turns out that...
And the war broke out and he brought us here.
My wife, when she was working in Boston, worked with a Wadlinger.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she had no idea, but he was in Kodiak through high school.
She was?
She wasn't. The Wadlinger guy who she worked with in Boston was.
Oh.
Yeah. But, that's interesting then. So when Carl sold the store.
To Wadlinger.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. And, so then you left because of the war?
Yes, that's why. Mm-hmm. Carl thought it would be safer in here, the space, instead of, because the Japanese were bothering.
The
ocean island,
we have front yards and outhouses. All that, all the military get town and dad and like these things to stay with children.
Yeah, I can imagine so.
Yeah, it was pretty wild then. So, I've never been back. My brother has, but I've never been back. I'd like to go fishing. I mean, that's the way Gary wants to go up. That's the airplane I said our back couldn't take.
Yeah.
You were scared of the dogs over there, Kodiak. She was little. The dog was a dwarf on the hill, you know.
Well, German Shepherd. Well, they were as big as me.
Yeah. They rushed quickly to go starring. They built the stars, you know, all decorated.
Mm-hmm.
And they twirl it, you know, with their fingers. And we'd sing songs. And some of the boys made lanterns, too, with a candle burning. And we'd go from house to house and sing carols. That's what I always remember, our good time in Abovne. Russian Christmas and American Christmas and Easter. There was I told him the church bell rang for 3 days on Easter. Oh, he was quite a bell ringer. He was blind. He called him blind. See, I forgot to say it. Anyway, ringing the door, the bells. Mm-hmm. That's what I remember as a happy time for me.
Did you speak Russian with your mother?
Yes, we spoke Russian. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we spoke Russian with our mother.
But not
we spoke Russian before we did English.
We never did. We never spoke English.
No.
But Russian was your first language. Russian was your first language?
Yes, see, her father was Russian, you know, and he... Oh, by the way, he was kind of a... I don't know whether he was a big shot or what, because he had women maids, even men helpers.
This is your grandfather, you mean?
Yeah, my grandfather, Chichagov. Yes. I remember... Did you ever meet Alec Brown?
No.
Alec Brown. He's here in Seattle, though. I told him, of course, I didn't know him. I told him, you know, your grandmother was our babysitter. Because his grandmother worked for my grandfather, Chichilia. Yeah, she was one of the maids. And there was another lady by the name of Katie Resk. I think she got married and moved to New York or Larson Bay or somewhere.
What did he do that he
I don't know. That's one thing I don't know. How could he afford?
So when did you learn English?
Well, we spoke English in school, you know.
So when you first went to
but
school?
But they say we have an accent.
Yes.
Do we?
Now, there's an accent, but I have a hard time picking it up. But
they cannot pronounce the TH.
My wife picks up on the accent much more than I do.
Is this your mother Russian?
No, that's why she picks up on the accent. Because, did your father speak Norwegian to you? Is that right?
No, he never did. I wish he did. Mm-hmm. He never did. I learned just a few words from the boys that were Norwegian that worked in the cannery, like Elske de May, good morning, you know,
mm-hmm.
good night, good morning, and Elske de May, I think, is do you love me or I love you?
So did your father learn to speak Russian also?
He said a few in Russian, because my mother spoke Russian to him, and he'd answer her. Not in Russian, he'd answer her in American. Mm-hmm.
Didn't he speak many languages, right? That's what I thought.
No, that was Carl.
My dad.
Carl spoke German, Estonian, Russian, Spanish. He spoke some little bit of his father.
Yeah. High educated one.
Right.
He spoke just a plain Russian, you know. Mm-hmm. I would call it educated Russian.
Okay. Now, I remember my dad saying that Guy could speak Aleut.
He spoke Scandinavian. He even sang a Scandinavian song. He had a good voice, Guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But did he speak Aleut?
Huh?
Did he speak Aleut?
No.
Did he know Aleut?
No.
He thought he did.
Yeah, okay. Cause
we never did.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember my dad saying Guy knew the most, like, as far as Aleut went.
Well, maybe he finished up with it. I don't know.
Well, maybe
like, we were kids, they kept us home, you know. Mm-hmm. We amused ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably like, I understand some Russian, but I can't speak.
Right.
Russian games.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one song called one of them. He said, Palochka prishla, nikavani nishla, the tetoy na yet, the palochka for yet.
What is that?
Is a stick. Politics. The stick came and couldn't find anybody. Whoever finds the stick will be it. That's one game we played. And then another Russian game we used to play with the tens, you know. When we take a stick and see how many we could knock down, you know. And that was called Garatki. Yeah. And then another Russian game we played was a ball game. And they called it Lapta, which have a base, you know, but just one base. We'd hit and run to the base. We'd have to hit it three times.
Baseball?
Yeah, and run to the base. Did you play that?
No, I've heard of it a lot, but some people call it Aleut baseball.
I don't know.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
We call it the Lapta. We called it Lapta. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
With our grandfather, you know, Russian, and so I don't know, we were just kept to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
And the dance hall.
Yes.
And not there.
Okay.
What's that?
That's the end of the tape, he said.
Well, I hope some of this helps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I hope you took a bath.
Did most everybody have a banya?
No. A lot of people, the Paiomans had a good banya. Nice one, you know. Well, I guess they just took a bath in the house. I remember in front of the stove when we were real little.
Big tub.
Apparently some people used other people's banyas.
Yeah, they did. Uh-huh. And another people that had a good banya was Ellison. Oh, they were sunburks. You meet any of the sunburks? Freddie, you know, he committed suicide in Kodiak to Ellison later on.
We were just talking about banyas.
Mm-hmm. He wanted to know how many people.